This message is not just for Revelation, though it is Revelation, but most of this we've preached already. This is actually for demonstration, and it's to equip you with the tools necessary to move to the next level. And so many of you are now ready, thanks to everything that's happening. Let's give God glory for what's all happening here. How many of you are getting up into the mountain? We're going to take this to the next level now, and on my way home from Destin, the Spirit of the Lord started speaking to me that whole 10-hour drive. I mean, he said, I want you to share with them these things, how to make this transition, because many of them are now ready for that transition. And it's important to understand that every level in the kingdom you function in, you have to be equipped with the understanding and the revelation of that level. Everything we move in the Spirit, we move in by truth first, then imagery. Imagery built off of that truth. And so today, the Spirit of the Lord just kind of having me pull all this last season together, the plumb line season, kind of into one message. And I'm going to share with you today the revelation. I do this every day, but it dawned on me that sometimes when you're making transitions, especially in this operation of the right hand of God, in the moving of these new dimensions, you have to take upon certain understanding. You have to be clothed in that operation, that level. If you're not clothed in that, it won't work for you. And you have to have the understanding of it. For instance, if you're an orphan dealing with orphan dysfunction, you need to get in the Father's love. Amen. When you're in the Father's love and you move to joint heirship, that's a whole different operation. It's a whole different mindset. It's a whole other belief system. And you have to be prepared for that. But you're going to get to the point, trust me on this, those of you that are pressing, hungry and thirsty, you're going to be able to do all of this in one setting. You're going to be able to move from where you are into the throne of grace, into the baptism, into the lily's grace, into the tree of life, into the Father's love, into the promised land of joint heirship, into the perambulations, into the authority that you have as an heir of God in the administration of that authority in the earth. And all that may have taken years and years and years, but God is now bringing us all into this, and He's redeeming the time now, and the train is rolling. Amen? Everything you need, if you're hungry and you want this, it's here. It's somewhere here. It might be Friday night with Justin. It might be Tuesday in prayer, Wednesday night, Sundays. I mean, it might be in the fellowship, but it's here. It's here. It might be sitting down with Tommy. It might be sitting with Carlos and letting him just read the Bible to you. Let it flow out of your heart, but it's here. It might be Sozo with Anna and Chuck. It's here. Everyone say, it's here. It might be prophetic anointing and breaking something off of you with Tina. It's here. It might be in this healing line, but it's here. And it's going to continue to grow and multiply. Everything's going to continue to grow and multiply. It might be the need for fellowship. And you get with Andres, he's kind of like a hub, and he just gets you all connected with people. Praise God. Everyone say, it's here. It's here. I want to share with you a very important transition today. Now, this is just for the equipping. If you'll pay attention to what's going on around here, you can get on this train, you can get up God's mountain, and you can get with His last day program. God's last day program is the plumb line. This is how He's going to do it. It's going to be top down, not bottom up. When we were in Modesta, we were ministering to a minister there, and ministers, she's up there, but she was really struggling, and we were able to help her. And so many people need to understand what we understand, but God wants to perfect all that here. He wants to perfect it with you and I. Amen. So what I'm going to talk about today is what happens once you get up that mountain, once you get into the Father's love, once you're in the glory of the Father, because that's phase one. He goes, I want to show you the glory of my Father, but there's many facets of the glory of the Father. He's going to love you first. Amen. I'm not going to leave you as an orphan. I'm going to love you. But then he says, then you'll pray to the Father. Then you're going to transact with Him. Then you're going to dream with Him. And there's this whole realm of the Father's glory. But to do this next level we've been talking about, to move in this next level, it's going to require a shift. It's like you're coming out of the wilderness into the promised land. What's the first thing that happened when they went in the promised land? Very first thing, they went into Gilgal. He said, circumcise them again. Circumcise them again from Egypt. Why? He says, so we must cut off the identity from where you came from. Because the way we're going to do this in the promised land is not the way we did it in the wilderness. It's not the way we did it in Egypt. You're not going to labor and toil for bricks anymore.
Even the manna shifted. His first day to come in, he shut the manna off and he said, it's now the day of inheritance. To do that, to function as heirs, we have to understand the joint heir mindset, belief system. But more importantly, when we're in the prayer, we have to shift into that. We have to shift into that operation. I'm a different person when I'm going up to be loved. I'm not acting like an heir when I'm in the Father's love. I'm acting like a little child. I want to be loved. I want to feel the security and the wholeness and the confidence and the assurance. But once I get that, and once I'm loved, and once we're filled, and once we're clothed, it's time to shift, because now it's time to move into joint heirship. And the first thing I do is like I walk across that Jordan. It's like I'm in the wilderness, and I walk across that Jordan, and I stand on those 12 stones, which is the foundation we're standing on. Because he took those stones, which is the apostolic government, he left 12 in the Jordan, he put 12 in Gilgal. They took 12 stones and moved to Gilgal. In other words, he said, everything you're standing on will go in. I remember for 18 months, I held this before the Father for 18 months in the Jordan waiting for him. Cody had the revelation. He's back there, and somebody goes, I think we're just supposed to move in. I'm like, I'm waiting. And so we moved in. We get to Gilgal. We get circumcised. And that was the cutting away, that shift of identity. We have to have that circumcision. You cannot wear the old. You cannot wear old mindsets when you are an heir of God. You cannot wear things of Egypt. You cannot do things. All that has to die. That's what the Jordan was about. He rolled those waters all the way back to Adam. He rolled all of that reproach away. Said, cut it away. That's what Gilgal means, to roll away the reproach, to roll away the way you did things. You're no longer a slave. We don't work and toil in the promised land. We believe and inherit in the promised land. So as we did that, and I remember every place we've moved to, we were moving in accordance to the revelation. It's just amazing. And the next thing that happened, he called Joshua out. And I knew the Lord was going to call us out. And I knew that's kind of the ordination, the commissioning, the crowning. And he would stand before it. And that took another 3 or 4 months. Just stood there for 3 or 4 months waiting on him. But what is the principle we operate here? The principle we operate is what he told Joshua. See that I have given. We're waiting for it to happen and say, I've got it. And God said, no, see that I have given. The Lord operated like that with the Father. He says, I can only do what I see my Father doing. How do we see? By the revelations of his word. And then we move in that revelation. And I was sitting there waiting, waiting, and waiting. And the Spirit of the Lord finally, I mean, God, if I'd have just known this before, I had to wait all so long. And the Lord said, move. I was standing there, and he says, move into Jericho. I said, I'm waiting on you to commission us. He goes, you've already been commissioned. You've already been crowned. That's the part we don't know, but everything Christ did, everything that happened to him, when he was buried, we were buried. When he was raised, we were raised. When he was seated at the right hand of God, you were seated at the right hand of God. He's done all of it. All we're doing is following what's already happened to him, because he did all of this for us. Every part of this, every single part, he had all of it before he did it. He did it for us. It was meant to follow in his footsteps. So when we're in prayer, when we're doing this in prayer, we must make this shift. And to make this shift, the first thing I'll do is I'll receive that circumcision. Now it's time for joint heirship. I see the Lord. Every one of you, understand this. You are Joshua. You're part of the Joshua generation. We are the promised land generation. You have to see yourself as Joshua. You have to see yourself. He was a king, really. God anointed him in Moses' place. He was a king. He was a governor. And the Lord came out to meet him with a blessing of goodness. Came out personally and appeared before him. The Lord's going to appear before his people in the last days. But we don't have to wait for that, because we can see that he's already done this. Because we're following him in scripture. We're following him in his word. We see that he's come out. We see that he's come out to meet us and to crown us with a blessing of good. He said, stand, take your shoes off. You're standing on holy ground. Time for the commissioning. I see him coming. Every one of you, see yourself as Joshua like that. Now you're going to move into the equipping of joint heirship. And as you're moving the equipping of joint heirship, you're coming out of a wilderness mindset. You're coming out of the bondage and the slavery of Egypt. Now you're going to be clothed in inheritance. Say, clothed in inheritance. The first part of that, there's two areas that I'm going to get clothed in before I start moving in God. Now, it may have taken God 3, 4, 5 months to give us all this revelation, but you compact it all in about 20 minutes in prayer. You make this transition, and it takes like 20 minutes you can make that transition in prayer. Once all that revelation gets in you, you know who you are, you know what you're doing, and you'll see the effects of it. Look at your neighbor and say, you'll see it, praise God. The reason why we don't get the angels operating on our behalf is because we don't know who we are yet. But after today, you will. Amen. Now, when he comes out to meet us in the blessing of goodness, he commissions us. He says, as the captain of the Lord of hosts, I've come. He says, loose your feet. Now, once I'm in that place, I actually see the Lord coming and appearing before me. What is that so important? Because that's the commissioning. We're being commissioned as heirs now to move into a land of promise, to move into a land of inheritance, to move into a land that already is ours. If you ever notice when God spoke to them about the promised land, he said, it's yours. It's yours. I give it. I give it. I give it. I give it. He said there were giants there. He told them giants, but that was never a problem. With God, giants are not a problem. With God, circumstances are not a problem. The only problem God has is with us. Getting us where he is in the belief system he wants us in. So when we're going to move and join heirship, we got to get clothed in it. We have to get clothed in the mindset and the reality. Now, I'm going to do this Tuesday. I'm going to show you how to do this in prayer, but I'm giving you the revelation of it now and kind of incorporating many teachings into one. So the first thing we want to do is we've got to get positioned in the crown. Say position as joint heir in the crown. Now, let's look at what happened with the Lord first. And then as we see what happened with him, we know that we can follow into this. We know that he's going to crown his church. We know that we are joint heirs. What's the first thing he says to us? He hath raised us up, Ephesians 2, to sit together with him. Say together. Raised up to sit together. Romans 8 says we are joint heirs together with him. So all that happened to him, and you can throw Daniel 7 in when Daniel saw him ascend before the Ancient of Days and give him a crown and a kingdom. That's all good when we see it with him, but you have to see yourself following in that exact footstep. In prayer, you follow into that. In prayer, you're going to make this transition on a daily basis. When you get positioned right, you'll know who you are. You'll feel the authority. You'll feel the boldness. You'll feel the dominion. You've got to get in the place of dominion. Everyone shouts dominion. They want to function in dominion, but they're not wearing dominion. Orphans do not wear dominion. And orphans do not function in dominion. Sons function in dominion. That's why it goes from orphans to sons to heirs. That is the whole progression of who we are. Orphans, we were orphans, made sons, moving and joint heirship. Every one of these dynamics require truth to operate in. Now, what I'm talking about today is not just the message, you go home and I'm an heir. I'm talking about how to make this transition when you're in prayer. Once you've gone into the mountain of God, once you're in the love of the Father, now you're going to move into the promised land. Now it's time for dominion, because that's where we're going to see the fruit. This is where we're going to see the demonstrations of God is moving into the promised land and obtaining what he said this generation will obtain. Amen. I'm excited. Glory to God. So the first thing, I use this chapter more than anything, Hebrews 2. It's huge. Hebrews 2. Okay, now this is huge because this is the whole progression of what happened to him. This was in Psalms 8. Now it's Hebrews 2. This, what happens right here with him, is supposed to happen to you on a daily basis. When I'm in prayer, I make this transition. I follow right in line with him. I follow the line. So I'm going to spend a little bit of time on this one because this one's huge. So in one certain place testified saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him and the son of man that thou visitest him? You made him a little lower than the angels. Now he's talking about Christ here, but all of this is being done on your behalf for you, with you, and for you to follow. Made lower than the angels. That was at his death.
Because he was talking about his preeminence with angels in chapter 1, but he was made lower than the angels at the suffering of death. He had to take upon the seed of Abraham. He had to take your sin. Then he was made lower than the angels. But then what happened? He was crowned with glory and honor, and you set him over the works of your hands. Psalms 8 said, made him have dominion. This was the restored dominion. It was once he was made lower at the suffering of death, he was raised, and then he crowned him, say crowned, with glory and honor, made him have dominion, sat him at his right hand. Right? What happened to you? The exact same thing. You died with him. You were crucified with him. You were buried with him. And then a new man rose. It rose. You have to see that progression when you pray. You have to see yourself move into that position. I have been raised in glory. I'm following in with joint heirship. I'm following in the union. Now I'm moving into this position where I've been raised together with you. As you were crowned, I'm crowned. As you were crowned with glory and honor, I'm crowned with glory and honor. As dominion of Adam was restored to you, it's restored to me. The Father set you over the works of his hands. The Father has set me with you over the works of his hands. You've made me to have dominion. See, I don't just say that I feel that. I get clothed in it. I see that crown coming over me. I use every one of these scriptures and I see the crown coming. I see the glory and the honor. In Revelation chapter 5, we spoke about the seven eyes and the seven horns and the seven inheritance. I'll see like the seven spirits of God. I'll be aware that it's coming around me and I'll see the seven inheritance. Father, I thank you this day. I am crowned now with the seven inheritances of power. Dunamis creative power. Generational wealth. Wisdom, omnipresent, omniscience. Strength, honor and glory. Lord, as you were raised and honor glory, I'm raised. Now I am now moving into a place where I am crowned. I want to feel the joint heirship. You'll feel the atmosphere shift. You want to feel the operation of that on your life. Because if you don't get that, you're not going to function properly. That's why you got it. That you have to divorce that old man. That's why he's got to be put down. Because now it's talking about agreement. I don't feel worthy. Well, God requires you to feel worthy because Jesus paid a major price for us to operate like this. He paid it in blood for us to be able to follow him into the resurrection and be seated together. At this point, I'm not dealing with orphan issues. I've already dealt with them in that part. I'm dealing in joint heirship. I'm clothed in glory and honor. And you got to see yourself crowned because God's got to give you a new image and you have to practice that. It's going to get on you. You're going to feel it. You're going to taste it. It's going to be on you. I want to be aware of the glory and the honor. I feel the seven inheritance come around me. All the spiritual blessings in heavenly places coming around me. Power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessings all coming around me. I'm clothed with glory and honor. I'm clothed in joint heirship. I'm with you, seated together with you. I'm seated in the heavenly places. I thank you, Father, for the glory. You see that? And then I'll also use Psalms 21 because he gave me this psalm after I stood like 4 months waiting on this. And this is how he shifted me. He gave me this psalm in Psalms 21. He says, the king shall joy in thy strength. I shall joy in your strength. You have to see yourself as a king. You're not going to get that in most churches today. Most of them, you're just a sinner that needs to get saved. Look, as long as we keep people in that box, we're never going to be heirs. The kings and priests will reign in the earth in the last days. That shift has to happen within. I am a king. I am a part of royalty. The Bible says we're a royal priesthood. What part of that doesn't speak of kingship? I'm royal. I belong to the Father. This king shall glory in your strength. And your salvation shall greatly rejoice. For you've given me my heart's desire, not withholding the request of my lips. See how David was getting positioned? You're getting positioned to hear, to pray, to petition. You're getting positioned to think like the Father wants you to think. He says, you prevent us, or you meeteth him with a blessing of goodness. Now, as I'm standing there and I see the Lord coming, you meet me, Lord, with a blessing of goodness. You set the crown of pure gold upon my head. I see the Lord crowning me personally. I do it every day. I see him crowning me. I see the seven inheritances. I see the seven eyes and the seven horns. I see the seven spirits of God around me. You set the crown. You've given me my heart's desire. You've given me a heart's desires. You meet me with a blessing of goodness. You set the crown of pure gold upon my head. See, I feel that. I see that. Look at verse 5. His glory is great in thy salvation. Watch this. Honor and majesty you've laid upon him. Say, Father, you clothe me. See, you must do this, and people will struggle with this. See, if you're an orphan, you can't do this because you can't think like that. You can't believe that. There's things in you that won't let you go there. Religious spirit won't let you go there. You have to get all that addressed in that first image. And you come out on Friday nights and go through the 3-hour service. Justin's 3-hour service. Glory to God. He's thorough. He's a thoroughbred. Praise God. But you get through. You get through. Hey, it's one thing to go up the mountain. It's a whole nother thing to bring people up there with you. Praise God. That's awesome. Honor and majesty you've laid upon me. I see. Anna and I will do this. We see robes. See, I have to get in position because I'm about to go out into a place of joint heirship. I'm about to take dominion in my household. I'm about to take dominion in some fields God's assigned to me. I'm taking dominion in this house. I'm taking dominion in cities. And before you do that, you have to be clothed in it. Honor and majesty you've laid upon me. I feel that. I want to feel it. I want to know it's on me. I feel that robe coming over me. Just like the righteousness of God, you'll feel that kingly robe come on you. You'll feel like a king. These are real places. And they're very real positions. And once you get connected into this, then you can move more freely. If you're not connected, you're going to get out there and you're going to be like a fish out of water because you're not in the proper attire to go do what you're doing out there. Honor and majesty you've laid upon me. And I'm going to sit there and I'm going to go around these scriptures and I'm going to practice the awareness of who I am and I'm going to see myself seated together. I like sometimes to do this because it works for me. I like to see myself taking the wings of an eagle. Every time I go to a new level, I want to go up because every level is higher. In this level of joint heirship, I see the ascension. I see me sitting in Christ. I see the crown he wears is the crown I wear. The seven spirits of God that are upon him in Revelation 5, they're upon me. The seven inheritances are upon him. They're upon me. The honor and the majesty is upon him is upon me. If you don't get there, you won't function properly. And that's what God's trying to get us to do. You have to get there. Look at your neighbor and say, you got to get there. You got to get there. But once you do and you feel and you know who you are, you're going to come out. When Anna and I do this, we feel that shift. All of a sudden, Anna will shift. And then we're talking like heirs. We're speaking like heirs. We're decreeing like heirs. Sometimes you'll feel the boldness come upon you because you've made that transition. It's a position in the right hand of God that belongs to you all the time. It's whether you obtain it or not. It's not a matter of what God gives it. See, I have already given it. See, I've already done this. See that? You have to see it and you have to obtain it, appropriate it, and move into it. Amen? Oh, let's give him glory. Hallelujah. Second position, before I step down into Jericho, say, what's Jericho? It's your promised land. Whatever Jericho is, your promised land, it's where I'm going to come and take authority and dominion. I have to get this second position. And when you get this, these two positions, when you get them, you'll get to the point, I promise you, within 15 to 20 minutes, you can make this full transition. You got it. It's on you. When it's on you, you don't have to ask somebody. You know you got it. You know you got it. Listen, when the anointing's on, you don't have to ask anybody. They'll know it's on you. You'll know it's on you. And when it's not, you'll know it. You have to know. Amen. Now this one's big because we as a people of the last days are going to have to get with this operation of the angelic host. And we have to do more of it. The Lord spoke to me on the way home. He goes, you're not doing this right. He goes, you have to understand And he started rolling me through these scriptures again. He goes, I want all of my people. I have a whole army that's sitting around virtually doing nothing right now because people don't know how to employ them. The first thing I want to share with this about these angels. Now, there are angels, that they're guardian angels, protector angels that are with you. But the angels we're talking about right now, Hebrews 1, 13 and 14. I want you to go there. I'm so excited, by the way, what's going on in this house. Such incredible unity, such incredible love, excitement, joy, faith. Everything's rising. Everything's growing right now. And everything is bonded. Everyone's finding their place. And more of you are going to more find their place. Amen. The right hand of God is big. It's huge. Okay, Hebrews 1. Let's start with this because this one's big because you're going to need the angels. And you got to get them working every day. And they're going to work by your faith, but they're also going to work by your position. And they're going to work in accordance to who you are. If you don't know who you are, you're not going to get them working for you properly. You'll always have your guardian angels around, but we need the host. Amen? So let's look at this particular scripture here, Hebrews 1. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand till I make thine enemy a footstool? He was talking about his preeminence over angels. Now watch this. That's Gabriel. That's Michael. That's all of them. The whole host. What did he say about you? He sat you at his right hand. Not Michael, not Gabriel, not the archangels or the hosts. None of them are seated at the right hand of God. But he did say to you, sit down at my right hand. Not only did he say to you, he said, you are already seated in a position I've already given. See that I have given it to you. Follow into it by faith. Apprehend it by faith. And then you'll see it into the earth. Everything with God, we look into a mirror with him. And whatever we see in that mirror gets projected into us and then it gets projected into the earth. Amen. See that I've given you. Say, are they not all, watch this, verse 14. Ministering spirits, ministering. Now, these are the ones that are ministering. Sent to minister for them who shall be orphans of salvation. Heirs. There is a host of angels that operate only with the heirs of salvation. And to be an heir is what we're talking about. They know if you're an heir. They know. It's the Father that giveth. It's the Father that gives the operation. When you move into joint heirship, he'll give you a whole army at your disposal to function and to operate with you as an heir. Why? Because now you're here to do the Father's will. Now you're not alone. They're with you. And boy, we need to send them out every day. Send them in your home. Send them into this church. Send them into your business. Send them in. Send them out in front of you. They sent the minister of the air. Now watch this. Watch this right here. The Lord said, you, this morning he spoke to this to me and I added this one. He said, you got to obtain this one. He's speaking to me. He says, I want you to obtain this. Matthew 26:53. Watch this. He says, thinkest thou not that I cannot now pray to my Father, right? And he shall not presently give me 12 legions of angels. Now he was talking about right there when those men were right there and Peter drew his sword, cut off the ear, said, put your sword away. Can I not now presently pray to my Father right now, presently? And he would not presently, say presently, give me 12 legions of angels to deliver me right now. And I kept hearing, can I not pray, Father, that you would grant us 12 legions of angels for the administration of your government on a daily basis? The hosts of the Lord are 10,000 times 10,000 times 10,000. I'm sure by the number of heirs that are out there that most of them are not being used. And we
have a host. We have a God-ordained right to move into a position of joint heirship. Now we have dominion. Now we're king. And now we have 72,000 angels functioning and operating on our behalf. Can we not now pray now and you give them now? And the Lord said, you have to obtain that. Spoke to me this morning. He said, I am calling you to obtain that. Right, I'm on the spot kind of thing. But know the operation of these angels. So know that they're with us and they're sent to minister on our behalf. Amen? And so the understanding of our inheritance that goes all the way back to Jacob, when Jacob went into Bethel. And you know the story. He dreamed and the angels of God were ascending and descending and Jesus appears to him on the ladder. The angels open heaven. Now notice what happened. The angels ascending and descending. What did you not see there? I see a third heaven. I see a first heaven. There was no second heaven interference. There was no devil on the ladder. When you have that ladder, they clear out all second heaven interference wherever you are. That's why we say draw the circle. Because he said compass the city. When he said go into Jericho and compass the city. Somewhere in that compass, when we get really proficient at this and understand who we are and move into the position of joint heirship, that the angels ascending and descending are going to clear out all second heaven interference. So we have a full open heaven wherever we go, wherever we are. Isn't that awesome? And I mean, when he, and then Jesus speaks to him on the ladder and tells him, I'm going to multiply you. I'm going to increase you in the north, south, east, and the west. And in thee, all the families of the earth will be blessed. And he reaffirms the blessing of generational inheritance upon him, which is more than money, by the way. The blessing of generation is salvation, wholeness for your family, everyone in your family walking in the fullness of the call of God. That inheritance will get on them whether they like it or not. I told Carson Victoria, whether you like it or not, you're born in a family inheritance and God is going to get on you. You're going to follow in. You have to, because I'm walking in this. And when this stuff starts flowing, you don't really have a choice because God's going to apprehend you. If he has to throw a Jacob's ladder at you, he's going to do it. He's going to apprehend you. Why? Because you belong to a family. And God deals in generation. Generational wealth. Generational blessing. Generational salvation. Generational wisdom. Generational calling. Generational destiny. It's on you. God wants us whole. And he reaffirms, in thee all the families of the earth will be blessed. Same thing he told Abraham. He wakes up and goes, oh my God, this is the house of God. How exceedingly terrible, glorious is this presence. Manifest presence showed up because angels cleared everything out. He woke up and the glory was there. God said, you got to get that. Got to get that. Amen. And all of a sudden, now, if you be Christ, you're Abraham's seed. Heir. Say, I'm an heir. Now, when I'm praying, I move into that. I see Jacob's ladder. I am an heir. No different. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. It's actually Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Christ, LaRue. I'm right in there, born in. Jesus himself. When Nathaniel, he said, Nathaniel, you're going to see the angels of God ascend and descend upon me. I walk in open heaven. I'm an inheritor of that. They are with me like that. If they're with him, then they're going to be with us. The Holy Spirit was not enough. He had the angels too. Because they're there to do all the work. Amen? You'll see the angels ascending and descending. Nathaniel, you get to see them. You get to see what Jacob saw. Oh, I want to see them. I would rather see them operate. Amen. I'm already aware that I have this. I'm Abraham. So I see Jacob's ladder. Suddenly I see me in that lineage. I see Christ. Now I see the angels ascending and descending. Now I'm getting equipped with the inheritance. I am of Christ. I'm Abraham's seed. Can I not call upon you, Father, for 72,000 angels? You come out now, Lord, to meet me. Now I'm standing right back at Jericho again. Now I'm getting ready. And right back at Jericho now, and I see the Lord of hosts come out to meet me. Lord, what does Lord of hosts mean? Lord of the angelic armies of heaven. The reason the walls of Jericho fell, who do you think tore those walls down? He sent those angels in front of him. He sent them in front. Pop, right there. That's pretty awesome. That. See that big dude on the right? He's with me. So don't mess with me. That looks like about 72,000 right there. Those are some bad dudes up there. That's the image you gotta know is with you. What do you think about the devil that's fighting you when that shows up? You gotta know I am heir of that. I'm an heir. That big dude on the right, he's with me. He is a stud. And nobody's gonna mess with him. I am an inheritor heir. Can I not call up on that government on that screen right there, Father? If you're listening to this, you'll understand what image we're talking about. You got to get some image. Amen. What did I say? Truth and imagery. So when you're in there praying, you've got to get positioned to understand that I am an heir. And the angelic armies are with me. And you got to practice the awareness. Now I'm crowned. I'm already in a state of dominion. I'm sitting in the right hand of God. Now I'm about to go take dominion. But I feel these angelic armies around me. I feel this whole army around me, this glorious army. They're sent to do the Father's will, but they're sent to minister on the behalf of an heir. I am an heir. Say, I'm an heir. See how you got to get into the position? When you get in position, they'll start working for you. And he said, don't call up an angel. What he said, he says, clothed right now in dominion. And I sat there and did that right in the middle of service. I got clothed in dominion. He goes, now call up an angels. Now be aware. They're filling the sanctuary. You intercessors need to start doing it. Be aware. They're flooding the sanctuary. There wasn't that many people in that service. And suddenly, the glory. And the whole place felt so full. There probably wasn't 15 of us in there. But there was a whole bunch of angels in there. And it filled the whole place up with the glory of God. See, you got to practice the awareness that government is with you. Governmental angels, angels of inheritance, breaker angels, warrior angels, healing angels, messenger angels, angels of finance, worshiping angels that fill the atmosphere. Now that I'm in that position and I'm an heir and I know you've come out to meet me as the Lord of hosts, now I move to Jericho. Now it's time to move in. How do we move in? Top down. But why? Why top down? Somebody answer that. Because seated position. And because what? He sets us what? Over, not under, over. You're the head, not the tail. You're above only, not beneath. You come in from a position above. I'm set over. And what did he say to Jericho? He said, now move into Jericho. See that I've given. He tells Joshua the same thing. See, I've given it. He goes, now encompass the city. So we're going to cut out as a place in the promised land now. I don't care what's in there. I don't care who's in there. I don't care what's in there. We're about to cut us out of spot. I got a spot in the promised land. You can stand over a business and cut yourself out of place. Now I'm sitting in front of them. I'm going to carve that place. I circle this house before I ever preach here. In the morning, I was circling this church. I circle my house. I always start with my house. On and I will get in position. We come over our house. I'm going to circle it. Now what am I going to do? Now I'm in the dominion. I'm in dominion now. Now you can do this, right? Now when you come to stand down, the first thing I'm going to do, what did he do? What did he do first? He sent the armed warriors in front. And he sent the armed warriors in front. Then the seven priests with the seven horns, which is the foreshadowing of the crown, the seven eyes and the seven horns. Don't have time to preach all that. That's the crown. So you had the warriors, the crown, and what else came? The ark. Warrior, angels, crown, ark. Angels, crown, ark. See all that? What is the crown? That's the seven spirits of God. See, it's all there with us. All right? So when you stand down into your position, you're already in dominion. You already know who you are. You're already aware that these angels are with you. That's the first thing you do. Father, I now decree the release because I'm in the Father when I do this. I'm in Christ when I do this. I decree the release, flooding the home, warrior angels. to guard the perimeter of the house, healing angels. There is no plague that will come nigh the dwelling of our household. You see that? Break her angels. And I'll come and stand right down in the middle of my living room. I can do that right now. I can stand right in my living room right now. In the spirit, I can stand there because I've done it. As I stand there, I'm not alone. So you're not alone. Now I'm executing dominion. I am aware of angelic hosts that are all in my house, worshiping angels, breaker angels, messenger angels. I see them ascending and descending constantly with revelation, communication, and blessing. Inheritance angels. See that? Angels of inheritance, warrior angels that are compassing. And then I'm going to walk upstairs and I'm going to stand in Carson's room. Because he needs me to stand in there. Praise God. I told him that. I said, I'm standing in this room. I said, my angels, they're powerful. And I see the word. I see him as an heir. God said, you don't see him. You see him as an heir. I see him as an heir, but I see the angels, all the activity in it. And I go in Victoria's room, and I go in JP's room, and I go in our bedroom, and then I come back into the prayer closet. My house is covered. It's covered. It's amazing when you do that, how things get put down, how peace starts reigning, how things start smoothing out. Amen? Praise God. Now, what's next after that? I'll stand right above this house, right up there. You do that. Go get a satellite image of what that looks like. Draw a circle, put it on a piece of paper, look at it, and then stand there. That's how you do that. Because you're already in a position. He set me over the works of him. He made me have dominion. Who has a dominion? You, in the name of Jesus, standing right over that. You know, it's so easy. You snap a shot in the edit field. There's a circle. You can draw a circle right there. You can do it on the piece of paper. So easy. So as you stand over that, I'll send the angels and I'll decree the seven pillars of apostolic government over the house. As we do that more and more, guess what's going to happen in here? What's not going to happen is division. What's not going to happen is betrayal. What's not going to happen is poverty. What's going to happen is here is joy, faith, excitement, glory, love, union. Everything, because they're there producing the kingdom of God and the atmosphere of the kingdom of God. And they're quenching everything that's not of God. And everything starts to look like God, feel like God, taste like God. Everybody starts getting happy. They're walking in happy. More people are getting victorious now. Breakthrough. And the more we do this, breakthrough, people will walk in and go, what is this place? What is going on in here? It's the habitation of God. The more we practice this, the more the habitation of God will show up. You can do that over business too. We'll teach you more about that as where we're learning. Where we learn how to do that. But you can do that because God is with you. But you just don't wake up, Father, I just send 4,000 angels, amen. That don't work like that. You got to get in the position. That happens out of the right hand of God. That happens out of the crown. See, they know when you wear the crown, they'll listen to you because you're a person of authority now. And they know you have more authority than they do. Don't be in awe of the angels. They're more in awe of you than you are them. Trust me, you have more authority because you sit where they cannot sit. You sit, and when you're seated there and you are clothed in the dominion of that crown and you start decreeing things, they'll start getting sent out on your behalf and you'll feel sometime the electricity. You'll feel that atmosphere shift. So, the presence of angels are in here right now. You'll feel them clear out. When they start clearing out the darkness, you'll feel the strength and the glory of God show up in the atmosphere. You'll feel it in the glory. You'll feel it at home. You'll feel it. I had a friend of mine call me. They were having demonic visitations in their second upstairs, and they could hear footsteps. And they were all afraid. And we went over there, and they said, they don't know what we know. I told them, I said, I will get that dealt with tonight. And we went in their house. I said, can I walk up and down your house? They said, yeah. So we prayed, and we walked up in there, and poof, it broke. Man, the glory of God broke in their house. And then they said it came back, and I wasn't even in their house. I said, give me permission to come stand in your living room right now. They said, what?
I said, give me permission to stand in your living room right now where you are. I'll do it from where I'm at. And they said, yes. I said, now you just go sit down right now. And I walked over into their house in the spirit because I'd already been there. I know what it looks like. And I stood down in there. I did everything I just told you. And I released the angels. And all of a sudden, I said, you stay on the phone when I do this so you'll know how this works. And they said, oh my God, we feel it breaking right now. We feel the glory of God in the house. I said, next words, we've slept like babies. We haven't slept like that in years. It's authority. It's dominion. We're just getting started. I saw this when I was rolling in God one day, and I saw these little circles, and I saw a map of Texas, and a finger of God came over the map and drew it over that state. He goes, are you ready for that? I'm like, hmm. And then he went over to Washington, D.C., and he drew a circle around Washington. He goes, are you ready for that? Then he drew one over America. He said, are you ready for that? God moves much faster than we do. I'm encouraging you with all my heart to get on his train. Because God's train is moving. Learn these truths. Listen to this message. Move into that position so you'll feel that. And once you feel that and you understand how that works, then you'll start seeing them operate on your behalf. Amen? And we're just getting started. Because God is about the harvest. A whole harvest of heirs coming out of Friday night are about to be moving into promised land status now. And they're moving in. They'll know who they are, where they're from. Because nations are about to come into this house and they're going to need to know what you know. Said, I am an heir. Joint heir. For this is the generation my Father has promised me. It would be a seed that would be counted for a generation. For I have waited far longer than anyone in this room, says the Spirit of grace, to see my people come into the fullness of all that I purchased and all that I have prepared. For you are the generation, saith the Lord, that will see all of it. You will see me in the fullness of glory. You will walk in the fullness of glory. You will walk as I walked, says the Spirit of the Lord. I will have a seed in the earth that will walk in the fullness of what I walked in. I have given you my glory. I have given you my place. I have given you my wisdom. And now, says the Spirit of the Lord, you will see from this day forward the acceleration of my spirit. You will all begin to accelerate at a brand new pace. If you keep yourself sober and your eyes fixed upon me, you will move at the speed that I wish for you to walk in. You will move into the light. You will move at the speed of light. And this army will begin to rise out from the ashes. It will rise, says the Spirit of the Lord, for nations will come into this house. And this house will move into nations, says the Spirit of the Lord. And all that I have spoken will move out in demonstration, in power, in glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. Let's all stand. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Graves to gardens.